We're coming close to the end of our religious alphabet, and I was thinking of doing the letters X and Y today, but that might be a little ambitious. Focus on X. Really aren't any church words. X, in the English, X is equal to the Greek letter Xi, not the Greek letter, you know, he. So I'm going to switch to Greek and talk about the Greek letter he, which looks like the English X, also the same letter, similar letter in the Slavonic and the Russian alphabets. And in Greek, we call it he. And in English, we call that letter chi and spell it C-H-I. And you probably most have seen it in the chi row, you know, where it's like a P and a X, and it's kind of like a symbol or monogram for Christ. It means Christo for Christ, okay? It's like a symbol for Christ. So we should know that words in English that begin with or have CH in them, if they come from Greek or they're a Bible name, probably they should be pronounced with a K sound and not CH. And that's mostly important for people who read out loud, like the deacons and the readers and stuff like that. So when you come across a name, you know, you don't pronounce it wrong and people think you're uneducated. So the word, now the common church words, I mean, first we would say church. Well, shouldn't church be pronounced kirch? Well, yeah, no. I mean, church comes to us, I think, from German, which is Kirche, which actually comes from a Greek word, but not a he word. It comes from the Greek word kyriakon, which is the church that people went to on Sundays, the building that people went to on Sundays, transferred through other languages and came to English, so that's pronounced church because it's not really a Greek word anymore. But words like choir, chorus, choros, chord, chordos, anything, you know, those music words that start with ch, Christ. We don't say Christ, right? I mean, you know, Christos is Christ. Christmas, school, S-C-H-O-O-L, right? That's holy, right? So that wherever the he was in a Greek word, when it's transliterated, it's usually transliterated as a C-H and pronounced with like a K sound. So sometimes you see the abbreviation X-mas, and we all know that that means Christmas. And although it was recently brought to my attention that in irony, in sort of sarcasm or in parody or whatever, that in humor and comedy, you know, people have tried to make fun of Xmas and say they're going to like X out Christmas or Christ from Christmas or whatever it is. But actually, the Xmas, it's been used for many, many, many years, maybe even hundreds of years. And no one says when you see it, if you're educated, you don't say Xmas, you say Christmas, much like when you see MR period, you don't say Mr, you say Mr. And when you see, you know, MRS, you say Mrs. And so when you see XMAS, that means Christmas. It doesn't mean we're trying to cross out Christ. As a matter of fact, the chi for the educated, and now I've told you, so we're all educated, that's the chi, not a, you know, blot out X. Maybe I'll go on to Y. The letter Y in English, in modern English, we say you, and it means you. And then we say you, and it means you. Of course, in a regional dialects, we have y'all, which is kind of a nice, you know, because other languages have the plural second person, right? You know, and, you know, esi, emis in modern Greek, in other languages. We don't have that in modern English. So when we speak to God in our prayers, the question is, are we speaking in the singular or the plural? And that could be a theological issue. Are we speaking to, you know, three individual persons of the Trinity or two gods or three gods or whatever it is? Again, part of our catechism is to know that we always address God in the singular, you. So when we say you, we know that we are speaking in the singular. When we say the Our Father, we say thy kingdom come. See, the older English has a distinction between the singular you, which is thy, or thou, T-H-O-U. If you replace the T-H with the Y-O-U, you get you, right? So thou or thou in the older pronunciation for singular, but you for plural. So it's very clear. So when we say the Lord's Prayer, or we're speaking, and if we're using the Old English, which is translating the Greek, we see that we're speaking to the Lord in the singular, which is considered familiar. So when we speak our prayers, even though we're saying thy, that's just because we decided to use a version that's used by everyone, but really we're speaking in a very familiar, intimate way in the singular. And I think